All right, I'd like to thank everyone for being here. This is a great crowd. The more education we can get out there, the bigger these crowds are going to be, because really this, we ought to not have enough room in here. It ought to be so important to everyone. I recognize a lot of people in the audience, and we appreciate everything that you do and your interest. A lot of you have been involved with water longer than I have, and the truth is we need all the help we can get. This area's got to pull together, continue to pull together. If you notice at the very back of the agenda, we do have a public comment section. We want to have the meetings first so that y'all can hear everything, and then we want to offer public comment for anyone that would like to speak, and I imagine there are a few people that would like to speak. The first item, the Texarkana City Council and respective board of directors will consider, discuss, and if appropriate, take action on the following items. First item is a history and leading up to the joint meeting. The history, this joint meeting goes back quite a ways. Some of it was not good. For the first time, when I first got into water, I don't know that there were too many people in this room that got along too well. But over the last 10 years, all the mayors and all the city councils have joined forces, for lack of a better word, because we realized that we're a lot stronger as one instead of a bunch of individuals. And I've said that in several public hearings we've had. I think the relationships that all of the mayors have and all of the board members have and all of the cities of Bowie County and the county judge is probably better now than it ever has been. It can always be stronger, and we're going to constantly work on that. Most of my time when I was mayor, when I was involved in water, was making sure that we had those relationships and building relationships so that we could trust each other. It wasn't always sometimes it was a rocky road, but we learned that, like I said earlier, that we have got to stay together in order to accomplish our goals, and the goal is to be in control of our natural resources and our water so that we're not buying our water from the Metroplex in 70 years, and that we have control of the lake that used to be named Lake Texarkana when I was a kid, and we want to make sure that we have some semblance of control of what goes on in the basin, because everything that happens upstream affects us downstream greatly. Several years ago, I'm not going to go into the history of River Bend because we've done that several times, but somebody's phone's going off. When River Bend was formed, several board members here remember the angst of the contract that JCPD signed with Sulphur River Basin Authority. At that time, they started voicing their concerns because we have an entity, SRBA, who is wholly funded by the Metroplex. And they started conducting studies in our basin. We are the largest, and if not the single, water rights holder in the basin. Several years ago, we started going to these meetings. The first meeting I went to after we learned that we owed the Corps a huge bill, I think at the time it was $29 million, and we're still working with them on that matter. We learned that there were all these studies going on, and we wanted to know what was going on. First thing we asked them was, are y'all going to respect Texarkana and River Bend as the local sponsor in Wright-Patman? Not only respect us as the local sponsor, but support us in remaining the local sponsor for any future water rights. Everyone in this room has probably been to several of these meetings. There's three sets of water rights in Patman. There's the lower level, and there's the middle level, which is the interim rule curve and the ultimate rule curve. Texarkana and the surrounding cities have the rights to that. What our concern right now is implementing the ultimate rule curve, and we are working diligently with the Corps on that matter. We met with them this week on that matter, and we feel like that is going in the right direction. The purpose of this meeting was the third level of the lake. Who is going to get how high is the lake going to be? The Corps is supposed to announce a tentatively selected plan. I don't know when. I've been told it was last May, then I was told it was this December, and now I'm told they're waiting on some more information. But that is going to happen soon enough. The concern now is who is going to get those water rights, and we know that the Metroplex and SRBA was very interested in getting those water rights. So we started asking questions about that, and SRBA would not give us any answers. They would not support us. Matter of fact, they just ignored our questions. They ignored the city council's resolution, and they basically just put us off to the side like we didn't even exist on this side of the basin. We continued to go to their meetings. We continued to ask them the same question, and then in June or April of last year, the city council requested this meeting. It didn't go anywhere, obviously, and when SRBA elected a new president, we started getting some traction. It all led to about a month ago, Liz and I were talking to the new president of SRBA, and we had this agenda somewhat, and there was a sticky point in there, and it was public comment. Well, Riverbend City of Texarkana was not going to have a meeting without public comment, and you can see where that got us. Since then, there's been a lot of turmoil in SRBA. I would classify their entire history as turmoil, but it certainly has been tumultuous in the last month. And they sent us an email saying they would not be coming to this meeting. We were hoping that they would be here because the entire purpose of this meeting was to ask them what are their intentions in the basin, what's going on with the studies, how can you include us in the studies, and where do we move forward. So a lot of this agenda is not going to meet the expectations that we originally intended, but we felt like it was still a very good idea for the two boards to get together, Riverbend and Texarkana, and also to meet with the public and explain to y'all where we are at this point and talk about where we intend to go in the future. Now, when I say intend to go in the future, this is kind of a chess match. A lot of what we do is proactive, but a lot of what we do is also reactive because we don't know what we don't know. And we're still trying. We still do not have all of the studies. We still have not been able to peer review the studies. And until we, as the council and the Riverbend have talked about many times, it's hard to make intelligent decisions on what needs to happen with our region as far as water resources go, because if we do not have correct data. When I met with the former president of Riverbend and the director of Region D a couple weeks ago, they explained to me that there were a lot of flaws in the science. It was bad science, quote unquote. I don't really know what that means. I guess bad science could mean it's in our favor, bad science could mean it's against us. Until we have someone that peer reviews those studies and tells us exactly what they mean and where the flaws are, we can't have any confidence in the studies. Now, the sticky point is that several of the last SRBA meetings has been approving these studies. Approving, some of them call approving, and some of them call it accepting. I don't know the difference between the two. I just know that what they're doing is they're potentially they're blessing it. But I don't know how you bless, approve, or accept studies that you know have bad science in it. I know the city council certainly wouldn't do that, and the Board of Riverbend sure wouldn't do it either. So that's kind of where we are now. I'm not going to say we're in a state of limbo, because we're not. We're moving forward. We're trying to get copies of the studies. I believe Andrea Williams-McCoy and Ward Timber met with SRBA last week, if you want to call it a meeting, and received some of the studies. If any of you have ever been to a SRBA meeting, some of it is disorganized. Whether intentional or not, it's deceiving. And I think that I could characterize her meeting the other day as getting all those documents to be in the same way. She got a lot of data that was unorganized, the dates were wrong, all kinds of issues. It didn't surprise anyone that has ever been involved in trying to get information out of SRBA. So where we are now is We have to move forward. We have to continue doing the same thing that we're doing. And we have to get answers from SRBA as to what's going on our basin. We're going to continue to work with the Corps of Engineers. We also met with the Corps of Engineers, and they informed us in that same meeting with Walt and former president of SRBA, they told us that they had to accept the final studies because the Corps needed it to develop their TSP. Well, we spoke with the Corps this week, and they said that is not true.